Thanks, Tegan. I have to say, what, Barnaby? What do I call you? T-boy? Big boy. Okay, thanks, big boy. I'd just like to say this has been a really great experience. The food has been amazing, and T-boy, or should I say the big boy, has proven himself to be quite the hostess with the mostest, I have to say. And we were having some pretty interesting discussions when the big boy was out of the room about things about him that... Now he's looking at me, I don't think I can say. Okay, yes, he also does have an obsession with Danielle Freakley that I have picked up on. And I mean, let's just say I think the friendship is a little bit more, oh, once is enough. He is now saying that he has got it on with Danielle Freakley. I mean, it is something that we all want to do, but and I mean, and no editing out to big boy. I've called you big boy in this. We call him big boy because one conspiracy that we discussed tonight was that big boy has a big dick. No, I'm trying to make sure that the mic, the microphone can hear what I'm saying. But also, I mean, we've been talking about how he's going to be in the film and who would be the ideal companion for him. And we've all decided that either Danielle Freakley would be a fantastic person, because that is one of his ultimate fantasies. Him in bed with Danielle Freakley is something that the big boy has always dreamt of. Now, the other idea was that the big boy could be in bed with the other Robin, Robin Wilkinson. Now, I've never met this man, Robin, but I have heard many stories about him. But the idea of... the idea of big boy, a.k.a. T-boy, in bed with Robin Wilkinson is something that he has been fantasizing about. It is something that the big boy has been fantasizing about. But now he's saying, what, he has a small dick? No. Well, we all want to see Big Boy's dick. And anyway, I'm now going to pass you on to Robin Healy. It's not Robin Wilkinson. It is the other Robin in the equation.